Good morning. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous' Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Lynn S. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. Today is Wednesday, December the 25th, 2024, and we are continuing our study of the Big Book and the chapter How It Works. We're on page 67, the first paragraph. We avoid retaliation or argument. And we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph. Today's readers for the 12 steps, Kim H., 12 traditions, Sharla W., and readers of the text, Vanessa G., Susan S.H., Judith S.P. The reference numbers for yesterday, Tuesday, December the 24th, the 7 a.m. meeting, 22019. And the 10 a.m. meeting, 22020. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And this morning, Kim H., we'll read our 12 steps. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Kim H., Colorado, compulsive overeater. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made us a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, thought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I pass.
Thank you, Kim H. And Sharla W. is going to read the 12 traditions. Welcome, Sharla.
Thank you. Good morning and Merry Christmas to everyone. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare to come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting our groups or OA as a whole. Other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those. And 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into controversy. 11. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media as communication. And 12. Anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service.
Thank you, Charlotte W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter How It Works. On page 67, the first paragraph, we avoid retaliation or argument, ending with each and every one. And this morning, Vanessa G. is going to start us off. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, everybody. This is Vanessa G., recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. And this is page 67, the first full paragraph. We avoid retaliation or argument. We wouldn't treat sick people that way. If we do, we destroy our chance of being helpful. We cannot be helpful to all people, but at least God will show us how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one. Well, I hope everyone is enjoying today and a holiday for so many of us, or holidays for so many of us. It's going to be a day for me of getting together with family, all kinds of family, all kinds of extended family, all kinds of people. And I often, in the past, found that to be sometimes very difficult with some people, is people that I just had a grudge against. And I took it in to the gathering and just waited for that particular person to do something to cause me to have a reason to, you know, delve into the food or even, you know, be angry or short or maybe leave early. You know, I put myself at the mercy of my emotions. And now I have a different way. In the paragraph before, I was given a prayer to take with me. And it is the first prayer in, you know, the 4 through 9. It's the first prayer that really asks for God's strength in all situations, the ability to be helpful and to take a vision into the family gathering of what I believe God wants me to do, to bring kindness and tolerance into that gathering. You know, love and tolerance is our code. You know, the steps are bookended at the end with that, with the 10th step when we go into the maintenance steps, and we're told over and over again in that step, love and tolerance is our code. But to get there, to be able to be loving and tolerant and be helpful in a family gathering, I needed to do the work in between, and I needed God's help to do that work. So I start with prayer, and never have I been let down. I've always been given the ability to see a little bit differently, to have a change of heart. You know, this morning I was thinking about the little Tiny Tim saying at the end of the Christmas carol, you know, God bless us, everyone. God bless us, everyone. And the message of the change of heart there that happens. And I too have been, I've had a change of heart. I've had a change of mind. I've had a change of body. God has been really good to me. God has blessed me, and God bless us all, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday today. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you, Vanessa G. The line is now open for sharing on what we just read. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Monday or Tuesday, please step back and let others have their turn. And please say your name just once. It does help me hear everybody. Who would like to share?
Lucy in New York.
Rachel K.
Kim K. Okay. Michigan.
There was somebody from Michigan.
Kim K.
Okay, Kim, I've got K, Lucy, Michigan. Rachel K., Kim K. Who else was there, please?
Tony B. in Scotland.
Anyone else?
Rowena V.
Serena V. Okay, let me tell you who I've got. I've got Lucy, Rachel K., Kim K., Tony B., and Serena V. Let's go with that lineup. And if you could just tell us where you're calling from, Lucy, that would be great. Thank you.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for your service, Lynn. Lucy in New York City. And yeah, we don't retaliate. We don't argue. The tools that this program has blessed me with are just priceless. And when I think about the holidays, especially right now where we are in, you know, the middle of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, my family, we spend Christmas Eve with my family and Christmas Day with my husband's. And in the past, it was just all about me and my image and me playing the director and making sure that everybody was following my script. And since my mom's house is where Christmas Eve is hosted, and that's where we were yesterday, I prayed before I went and I said, God, show me who you would have me be of service to. In addition to my mom, you know, because my mom is the first person that I'm definitely knew I was going to be of service to, but also wanting, like, Lord, show me how to not control. Show me how to not think about myself and act superior. And it can happen so quickly. My emotions can get the best of me. Being Italian, you know, one of those things is we get loud really quickly. And my brother and I were set to meet up earlier than everyone else. You know, he was like, I'm going to get there early to help mom. And I was like, okay, me too. And quickly in the past, before OA, before the tools, before the 12 steps, it would just become like an emotion fest of like, why did you say that to me? I'm offended. But now that I have the tools, I am not, you know, and even if I am thinking of myself and my ways, I quickly put it aside and say, God, show me how to see my brother as, you know, I wouldn't treat a sick person like this. I wouldn't talk to a sick person like this. How dare I even think that it's okay to do that? And it goes back to our defects. You know, it goes back to our character defects. So I'm so thankful that we have the 12 steps, that we have vision, that we have each other, that we have the tools of this program so that we can live an abstinent life, so that we can have no resentment, so that we can stay away from the food. As much as this started out as all of us, at least for me, thinking it was a food problem, it's a spiritual problem. Mm. It's the mind. So I'm so thankful, and thank you for your service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lucy in New York. And now we have Rachel K. followed by Kim K. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you so much for calling on me, and happy holidays to everybody. This is one of the most important paragraphs in this whole book for me. My very first big book, which is disintegrating. I mean, if you blew on it, it would just blow away, falls open to this page because of this paragraph. As a compulsive person and an addict, it is so important to me that you understand me, that you understand my motivation, that you get me, that I explain to you why I'm saying what I'm saying and why you're wrong, et cetera. And so part of recovery and emotional sobriety is letting go of that, is letting you think whatever you want to think, you know, letting you say whatever you want to say, and me not immediately jumping in and correcting you or explaining myself, you know, retaliating or arguing. Yesterday, I got a text from my mom, and I immediately wanted to counter it and wanted to say why she was wrong. And quite honestly, if I did that, it would be like explaining Tuesday to a dog. I mean, it's just, she doesn't have the capacity. There's no frame of reference there for her to understand where I'm coming from. I mean, she's an intelligent woman, but it would be like, why am I arguing? You know, this is, why am I arguing? She is a spiritually sick woman just like me. And so by the grace of God, I did not text back my argument. You know, I exercised restraint of thumb, I guess. And that is God. That is totally God. That is not me. Because before working the steps, before I got recovered, before getting out of the food, it would have been a back and forth of me, you know, telling her, setting her straight, quote unquote. You know, that's my big straight. Nah, I don't need to set the world straight. That's acting like the director, and God is the director. And I also like how it says, God will show us how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one. It doesn't say, and you need to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one. It says, God will show us. This all comes from God. I can't do this on my own. I have to have a relationship with God, and I get that through the steps, and then God will show me how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one. Now, I can act as if, in the meantime, you know, that's step six, that's making myself willing to have my defects removed, but then God is going to do the heavy lifting. So anyway, thank you so much for letting me share on this. I pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Rachel. And where are you calling from, please?
Oh, sorry, Indiana. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you. Next up, we have Kim K, followed by Tony B. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. This is Kim K from Michigan. Yesterday, I identified myself as a new person to the group, and I got a lot of welcome messages, which I really, really appreciated. I've been in the 12-step programs for a long time, but joining this group, I have never heard such spiritually grounded sharing. And it's like I'm so grateful that another member turned me on to the group. Yeah, it's not about the food or, you know, any other minor mood-altering activity I can engage in. It's about how I feel. And in the reading, you know, I liked what it said. I mean, this could probably sum up the whole thing. You know, avoid rationalization or argument and be kind and tolerant. I think if I could exhibit that all the time, I probably would never overeat because I wouldn't have any, you know, I wouldn't be mad at myself for acting out on defects of character. And I don't spend Christmas with family. My parents have passed. And, you know, I've had to let, you know, my brother and his wife go because they're just not good. They're not kind to me. So, you know, I really on the holidays, I think about the poor people that are living on the street, sitting alone by themselves in the bar or sitting alone eating to death to cover up their feelings. That's kind of what I think about at Christmas, the people that are alone. So everybody have a Merry Christmas and be safe if you travel today. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we have Tony B, followed by Serena B. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you very much for moderating. My name's Tony B, and I'm a very grateful compulsive overeater, and I am recovered for today, thanks to the grace of God, thanks to these 12 steps, this program. Yeah, so grateful. And yes, this is a lifetime's work. It's coming in here in step four. You know, as we're turning back to the list, and we're changing our attitude towards these people on our list, beginning to see it from a different perspective. But these spiritual principles that are here in this little paragraph, they'll keep me going for a lifetime, right enough. I've got my mum staying at the moment for Christmas, and I'm noticing change, which is just so beautiful to notice. And it's not perfect, but I am avoiding retaliation or argument with her in a way that I didn't used to be able to. You know, she would push my buttons, and I would want to argue the point. And now I can, like someone else was saying, I can let her say the things that she wants to say. And I've had help from people that I've done 10 steps with recently, reminding me of things that I can say, like, you might be right. And also a prayer that I can say in my mind, bless her, change me, bless her, heal me. And I can try, you know, to be helpful. And we're both human beings. She's got her foibles and faults, and so have I. But my primary purpose is to fit myself to be of maximum service to the people around me. And so this is, you know, I want to try to be helpful to people, and I can't be helpful to everyone, but God will show me how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and everyone, and it is God's work. There's no way that Tony, this selfish, compulsive overeater addict, could possibly have made these changes herself. So, you know, little by little. And so grateful for this beautiful day here in Scotland where the sun is shining. And I went to church with my mum this morning, and we celebrated the birth of Christ, which is my religion, this wonderful God as human coming down and, you know, living among us. yeah, I don't want to say any more about that. I don't know what to say any more about that. I don't understand it entirely, but it brings me joy. And with that, I'll share the time. God bless you all.
Thank you, Tony B. from Scotland. Now, I'm sure I've not got this lady's name right. Is it Cyrene V?
Hi, it's Rowena V.
Good heavens. Well, good morning, Rowena V. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Hi, my name is Rowena V. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I'm really a bit surprised to have been able to speak this morning on the call and very pleased. So avoiding retaliation or arguments, it's really important for me to avoid these because when I don't, they consume me. And I'm completely focused on the problem. And because I'm replaying the dialogue and the resentment. And in this frame of mind, I'm really not much use to anybody because I can't do my job properly. And I found that I actually miss really important things because I'm so angry about something or someone. And it literally does squander hours that could have been, you know, used in a better way. And, you know, if I say something once, that's, you know, that's all I need to do. But if I find myself repeating myself, then I know that I'm arguing. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect at doing that, but I have found myself stopping, you know, when I can feel myself going into that. But I need a lot more practice of it. And my higher power shows me how to take a kindly and tolerant view. And that is just, it's amazing how that happens because I don't know how to be kind and tolerant of people. But through working a 10th step and having the resentment lifted, the kindness and the tolerance can be a byproduct of just having that resentment lifted because it just happens. And recently I've had an example of that happening with a colleague at work who I thought I was going to just go back into the food because it was such a big resentment. But it lifted through, you know, working the steps, praying, speaking to my sponsor. And now I have, you know, there's no stress in the relationship I have with that colleague. And the other way of taking a kindly and tolerant view is the gossip. Because I realize now that I'm going to gossip if I've got a resentment or a fear. It's just, you know, gossip is the fruit for me of resentment and fear. And if I don't master my resentment and my fears, I'm going to gossip because it's just the way, just as an overeater, that's what I do. So thank you for listening, and I'll leave it there. Take pause.
Good morning, Rowena. Thank you. And where are you calling from, please?
I'm in the UK.
UK. Fantastic. Thank you so much. For those of us who might have come on the line a little bit later this morning, we're continuing our study of the big book in the chapter How It Works. We're on page 67 and we're reading the first paragraph. We avoid retaliation or argument. The line is now open for sharing on what we just read. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Monday or Tuesday, please step back and let others have their turn. And please say your name just once. It does help me hear everybody. Who would like to share?
Blanca B.
Blanca B.
Okay, if we can just hang on a second. I didn't get anybody clearly but Blanca. So who said their name, please?
Chelsea
B.
Okay, I heard Blanca, Leah. Was there a Lisa K?
Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea, like in Kelsey Grammar.
Kelsey, okay. I've got Blanca. Okay, I've got Blanca, Leah, Lisa K, Kelsey, Anita. I know I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing?
Please? Nancy P.
Thank you.
Leah H.
There we go. Okay, Leah H. Okay, now I don't know if there was a Lee and a Leah, but let's use this lineup and we'll find out quickly, I'm sure. I've got Blanca, Leah, Lisa K, Kelsey, Anita, Nancy P, H. So if you could all give me your last initial, please, and where you're calling from, and let's see if I did hear people right. Blanca, would you?
Good morning. This is Blanca BG from I'd like to thank you, moderator, and all my brothers and sisters, and happiest of holidays, however you may celebrate, in whatever way. And I was thinking of this past couple of days so much of about today, tolerance and forgiveness and all of those things. And something had happened that my a couple of days ago, my sister had sent me a text of a picture, a family picture of my parents and my brother, and my parents were very young, my cousins and siblings in the picture were just tiny, you know, babies. And as soon as I got the picture, I became very tight in my chest. And I was looking at this picture, and I was just starting to feel very just fearful and upset. And I couldn't understand, and my heart started beating fast. And then it occurred to me that everyone in that picture had traumatized or violated or abused me in some way. Every single person in that picture. And all I kept thinking was, wow, this is the test. Boy, is this a test. And I thought that, you know, immediately, as far as forgiveness, most of the people have passed away in that picture, and the ones that remain are very, very old. And what good would it do to confront, just as it says in the big book, at this point? So what I have to work on, continue to work on, is more than anything, forgiveness of myself. You know, I have to forgive myself. I have to walk through the pain and wallow through all of that so I can be the healthiest person that I can be, and kindest and most compassionate that I can be. But first I must go through the mire, the muck and mire, which I continue to work on every day. And I also do what OA has, you know, taught me from the very beginning, my sponsors that I've had, is the people pleasing, you know, and I no longer kill people with kindness, because not everyone deserves my kindness. What I do now with people that are not very nice and aggressive or confrontational is just, I'm silent, and I walk away. And that's what OA has helped me with more than anything. And I am very, very grateful. So on that, I will pass.
And where are you calling from, Blanca BG?
Central Florida. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up we have Leah S., followed by Lisa T. Hey, good morning, Leah.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
okay, I got it now. My name is Leah S., and I'm recovered and grateful in Brooklyn, New York. Good morning, everyone. We avoid retaliation. Why would I avoid retaliation or an argument? Maybe I'm right. Maybe I know more than you. Maybe, you know, and that's the stubbornness, the defiance in me. And I do that with the food, just a little bit, just a taste, you know, nobody's touching this, you know. And then it says further in the paragraph, but at least God will show my higher power will show how to take each and every one in a kindly and tolerant way. Well, I looked, I thought about it, and I went into step 4, and I went into step 11. And what I found was, I am a human being. I have no idea what is on your mind, or what you do, or what you think, or what you, nothing. And it's none of my business. None of my business. I can go about my merry way, and I can remain positive in each and every time, because this is crucial for my abstinence and for my sanity. And I can't figure out everybody, and I can't figure out everything. I really can't. And then I rely and trust on my higher power. And there I go, by the grace of God. And I pass.
Thank you, Leah S. from New York. Now we have Lisa K., followed by Kelsey. Good morning, Lisa. Lisa, please press star 1 to unmute. Okay, maybe she's having trouble. Let's try Kelsey. Kelsey, are you available?
Can I be heard?
Who is this, please?
This is Kelsey C. from California.
Yep, we hear you now, Kelsey. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kelsey C. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, and I am just so excited today. My life has changed so much because of OA and reconnection with my higher power and doing amends. Today is the day that I am having my family over to my house this morning and to celebrate Christmas. And they haven't been over to my house in like 5 or 6 years because I didn't want them in my house, specifically one person. I really hated them, and I was angry with them. And then I did my amends, and so they're all coming over, and I just wanted to share that this is very powerful. My higher power is very powerful, and if you're having any struggles or troubles, please, please keep coming back, and I'm just grateful and thankful, and I appreciate this meeting and everyone that's being of service, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kelsey C. I'm going to try Lisa K. Again. Lisa, are you able to unmute now, please? Okay, maybe I didn't hear a Lisa K. So how about Anita J.? I know I heard Anita J. Good morning, Anita.
You did hear me, Lynn. Yes, thank you. And thank you for your service. This is Anita J., and I'm living in the recovery in Westboro, Massachusetts. We avoid retaliation or argument. We wouldn't treat sick people that way. I wish I could go back 1 year. A year ago, it was the most fantastic Christmas. And this year, you know, I have alienated one of my children. I only have two. So I'm batting, 50% here. But anyway, I am really prayed about it. And I'm seeing my part. And, you know, often my part is I didn't intend to hurt anybody. I didn't. And that's in the prayer book of my church, there is something about, you know, things that done, you didn't mean to do them. And but I see how that would have hurt him. But he's not giving me a chance to explain. So all I know is it's all going to be all right because God has always promised me that. And sometimes things have to get real messy before they get untangled. I used to be a knitter, and sometimes that ball of yarn, ugh. But it's all right because it would come out in the end, and this will come out in the end, or maybe even before the end. So I'm a very grateful person. When it's working beautifully, and I go to bed with so many Thanksgivings to write, or when I only have one, which is, thanks anyway, God. Because mostly it's the other way around. But Merry Christmas to all, and also the beginning of the Festival of Lights. So I pass.
Thank you. And Anita, where are you calling from, please?
Massachusetts, Westboro, Massachusetts.
Okay. Thank you. That's Anita J. in Massachusetts. Now we have Nancy P. Good morning, Nancy. Please press star one, Nancy P.
Hi, good morning, Lynn. I'm not going to be able to share today. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Now we've got Leah H., I believe, or is it Leah?
This is Lee H., and Lynn, oh. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Lee H. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be here this morning. I'm sitting here just having a nice, quiet morning. Don't have any business today, but everything will start happening tomorrow and the next day for our holiday celebration. And it's just been so good to hear these shares. I've gotten so many good, helpful tips. And I was reading back up a couple of pages back. It reminded me of the page in the big book about, you know, I played God before I came into this program. That was so helpful to me. I didn't know what I was doing. I had good intentions, you know, to do good, but it ended up in, you know, argument and retaliation. And they're just things that I still do that, you know, I'm very creative. I've got this big puppet stage set up for my granddaughters, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it so much, but I also have to remember that I'm not the director anymore. And so I can just let go of all of this and really just allow my higher power to do things that I wouldn't have expected that are so much better than what I would have planned. And I'm just really grateful today. My husband and I, we go to different churches. Well, we went to each other's Christmas Eve service yesterday, and it was just so nice to be able to do that. And so I'm just thankful for everybody here on the line and all these wonderful things that, you know, we learned through this program of how to, you know, how to have for love and tolerance to be our code. I need to remember that. So thanks so much, Lynn, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lee H. from Tennessee. Now we have time for at least three more shares, I believe. Who would like to share? And let's see if I hear the names right this time. Please go ahead.
Patrick O. from Nashville.
Patrick O. Who else?
Janice H.
Janice H. Anyone else?
Karen W.
Okay, so we've got Patrick O. from Nashville, Janice H., and Karen W. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy holidays. I'm Patrick, compulsive overeater in recovery today, recovered by the grace of God and not cured. I just wanted to quick share, and I literally just had this experience the last couple of days with someone that I've been spending time with, and it was around food. One was she asked me if I wanted something to eat, and I said, no, thank you. And then she asked me why, and then I just said, no, thank you. And when she went to get it, I immediately got on the phone with somebody in the program. And so here's a great tool that I have, is that if I have uncomfortable situations, I can immediately use the tools and call somebody. Because one of the things that goes on for me is when I try to take care of myself, I sometimes feel guilty, and I need to just check in with other people in the program. And then there were a couple other things 2 days ago that happened around food. And I just pause, the thing about pause, pray, and proceed, I don't know if I pray, I kind of surrender and just kind of observe what's going on inside of me and then ask myself, how important is this right now? And so what ended up happening, though, was the next day, yesterday, we were alone, and I said, can I talk about some things that happened yesterday around food? And she knows I'm
Patrick,
in the program.
Patrick, can we relate this to the reading, please?
Oh, I thought I was. I was pausing, and I wasn't. Okay, well, I'm going to pass. I thought I was. I'm going to pass.
Okay, I'm sorry. Perhaps I misunderstood.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was just trying to share how I wasn't retaliating. I wasn't arguing. I was just pausing, and I was I'm going to let go. Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, everybody. Janice H., it's your turn. Please go ahead, followed by Karen W.
Good morning, everybody. This is Janice H., compulsive overeater in California. Happy holidays, everyone, and thank you for the meeting. And just using this as a tool to start my day before I get into some situations that will revolve around food. But as related to the meeting, I have a disabled husband, and I've been hosting my family Christmas Eve celebration for, I don't know, since my son was born, so 19, 20 years, something. And at the advice of my sponsor, I'm not hosting this year, because it's just too much with my husband. And plus, there's a couple of family members that pick on me, I guess is what I'm saying. And, one of them is in her own food situation and in her own alcohol situation. And I don't know if that relates to how she is towards me or not. But anyway, I didn't feel the need to, argue with her or try to explain my point of view, because I just know that, in her mind, nothing I say is going to get through to her. So anyway, I do think I will see her today. So my focus is to just keep it brief and to, mind my own business and, stay quiet for the most part around her, because for some reason it seems like everything I say, she turns it around against me. So I am going to take this reading as my theme for this gathering I have today, later, where she's going to be there. So anyway, that's all I have to say, and happy holidays, everyone, and thanks for the meeting.
Thank you, Janice H. Karen W., please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Happy holidays, however you celebrate. This is Karen W. from Katy, Texas.
recovering compulsive overeater. I'm just grateful for a vision for you. I love starting my day with a meeting and a fellowship and all the comfort and joy and guidance that I get from the meeting and various sponsors and people that I talk to in the program. It brings joy and peace, and it helps calm my mouth as to what comes out if I do not retaliate as often as I used to. So I'm making progress. And sometimes pausing is hard, but if I rely on a higher power of some sort, it brings me peace. And that's all I have, and I'll pass for today. Thank you all, and blessings.
Thank you, Karen W. We have time for two more shares. Who would like that time, please?
Anthony H.
Linda P., North Carolina.
Okay, I heard Linda B., and there was a gentleman, I think, I missed.
Yeah, Anthony H.
All right, Linda, please go ahead. And where are you calling from?
This is Linda P. as in Peter. I'm calling from North Carolina. And I want to thank everyone today for being here. And I, too, am very grateful for the reading today and the prayer and the spiritual recovery that I have felt is true for me in spades today on this religious holiday. And it is only by the grace of God and this program and the big book, which is my Bible, my recovery Bible, my steps to recovery, that I don't have to play God anymore, but I can worship my higher power, which I choose to call God, and pray for everyone. Everyone, everyone in this program, everyone who lives in my neighborhood, and I can bring and hope to bring and share. I ask my prayer today for this holiday and on the big book and what a gift of this program it is, and a promise that I be able to share my faith and my recovery with not only those that I encounter through the 12-step program, but those I encounter on a daily basis. And I so that is my prayer today, that I be able to share my recovery for those who are receptive and those who may not be so receptive. And that is one of the promises. I will not regret the past, the worst to show the door on it, and I will know a new peace and serenity. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nancy P. from North Carolina. And Anthony H., you're going to be our last share for this morning. So please go ahead and let us know where you're calling from.
Yeah, Anthony H. from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which we like to call it the Christmas City. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Retaliation. My entire life, I lived through retaliation and resentment. And I found in this big book, and I'm pretty new with this, so I found peace and understanding with myself and the reason why I tend to eat. God, I believe, has shown me the way, and I really believe that that I appreciate all of you folks. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here for me. I'm glad that you're here for everybody else. And with that, I'll pass. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you, Anthony H. from Pennsylvania. Thank you to everyone who shared, and thank you to wonderful Team Wednesday for the month of December. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the closing. And the share ID for today, Wednesday, December the 25th, the 7 a.m. meeting is 220 22. That's 22022. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Susan S.H. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Okay, I'm here. I almost missed my spot, so let me grab my book. It's right here. Okay. That's what happens on a holiday, I guess. Okay, Susan Hicks, or Susan S.H., and I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Ohio. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great task for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Pass.
I'm just waiting for the recording to be stopped. Okay, I'm not hearing that the recording has stopped. Okay, well, maybe I will go ahead anyway, and we would now like to close with the Serenity Prayer. If you'd like to say that, please join me. God, grant me the serenity
to accept the things we cannot change,
the things I cannot change,
the courage to change the things I cannot change.